Let us pray for others. Father, as we sing that song about keeping safe, we do pray for the hostages that we were reminded of this week from Pete and Kristen. We do rejoice so much that Dr. Elliott was actually done by Leo and he was able to be identified. Lord, we just do ask that he will be brought home safe. Lord, we pray for the Romanian mine worker who was captured in April 2015. Lord, we know that's a long time ago. We just pray that you will be keeping him safe and that without the distractions of everything else, that the closeness they'll have with him will just be so precious. Lord, bring them home safe. We pray for the Colombian nun, Lord, who was seized in February this year. Lord, be her red rock, be her comfort, be her security, and so that she knows of whom she does believe, and is comfort and strength. We pray especially for them. Thank you, Lord. Father, we just thank you for the words from Jim and Diane and how they're becoming part of our church with the communication through their SIM, SIM newsletters, and for their sending to us now as a church. And we do pray for them. Just pray for their energy and for their strength. Pray for Diane as she works as a doctor. And Lord, just within that too, pray for Andrew. Lord, it's not easy. We think of long hours of medicine in New Zealand, but I can imagine in China and in Malawi, it is not easy because the hours are long too. Lord, just enable clarity and wisdom always. Allow discernment to come that is over beyond a human discernment. And we do pray for Jim as he does the training with the Sunday school teaching and for the different churches he meets. Lord, get to pastoral role as well as the teaching role. Refresh him constantly, Lord. But always, Lord, keep before him the message that it's all about you. And that he doesn't have to present complicated performances because it's always about you, Lord Jesus. You are our purpose, the reason that we're here. Father, we just pray too that you'll and their increased responsibility. We pray for the Batesons and their increased responsibility. And we pray for the Campbells, that all these three families, Lord, will have the anointing of your spirit and wisdom as they lead people. That they'll know what it is to what you want them to say as they lead and minister and pastor, other missionaries, students, and new candidates for ministry. Give them your discernment above all discernments, Lord. We bring them before you. We ask that you'll be so guiding them. But again, Lord, we just ask you that you know that it isn't about the work, it isn't about the clothes, it isn't about the knives that they carry all the work packs. It's about you, Jesus. We pray everything they do will have you as the purpose and the reason and the delight. And we pray for the colics this month, for as they work a month on sponsorship, Lord. Thank you for the generous person that's agreed to actually sponsor whatever that we people donate, they're going to equal it, Lord. We just pray that you'll touch hearts for this group, that you'll bring people to know and understand that whatever happens in Marama or happens in China affects us all in New Zealand, especially because they're our brothers and sisters. Be with them too, as they have a vision and the responsibility to be practical. And Lord, lastly, I just want to pray for Steph. Thank you that the boost camp was amazing at Camp Columba and that the leadership skills and part will be enabling the leaders as they come in this week. Lord, just pray for the board game fitting camps. Lord, be with Cynthia as she goes for the first time, our little Cynthia. Just enable her to be blessed and enable her to be a blessing for others. Pray for Steph and the other leaders that all positions will be filled and that again and again and again they'll bring Jesus in front of everybody as a purpose and as a real meaning why we are here. So we offer all this to you because you want us to as a body of Christ for others. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for leading us, Judy. I'm very conscious that when we gather together, the Lord speaks to more than one or two. And I just want to give room in our time together that if the Lord has given you a word of encouragement, blessing to share with the body here, please feel free to bring that. Now's a good time to do that. Our scripture reading is Colossians chapter 1, verses 19 to 20. And while you're turning that up, if there is a word, love to hear it, or interrupt me later, I don't mind.
I'd love to just share with you about Shelley. Most of you probably heard at church last Sunday that she'd been diagnosed, a friend of mine, work colleague, had been diagnosed with leukemia. I managed to get hold of Brendan this week, who's her partner, and had a really cool conversation with him on the phone. Found out that he has actually come from a Christian home. And before I'd even said anything, he said, "I don't know if you believe in God, Ethel, but I believe in God, but Shelley doesn't." And so I thought, okay, we've got a starting pad here, which is really cool. Just to give you a heads up on that as well, so you can pray for them, because there's really quite something that's happened in their family. Brendan's son was killed in a car accident a year ago, the 15th of August this year. And then his brother passed away with a tumour, a brain tumour, just in October last year. So all he can think of for Shelley is that she will die. That's he can't get that out of his mind. This is just another person who's going to die out of him. So really just want to ask you that you pray with me that we can just break that whole death thing of this family and that it will no longer be there. But a really cool thing that happened was last week Fiona painted a photo, and probably many of you saw that picture, the beautiful picture that was up on the piano at church at Waikaka last week. At the end of the service, Fiona asked me if I'd like to give it to Shelley, because when she was painting it, she said it had Shelley's name written all over it. And so I thought, wow, I went away and thought about it and prayed about it and thought that would be such a cool thing to do. So I'm taking home with me, we would go back home, and going to give this painting to Shelley so that it will let her see that with the cross, remember there were two trees there that were, and it was about three trees, and the third tree was the tree just growing up the middle of the picture. And just to let her know that God is actually walking with her on that path, which would be a really cool thing for her to see in her room. So I'm just praying more blessing on her as she lays in that hospital room. She's doing well, but she has to stay there for 4 months because of the chemo taking her immune system down, and they have to watch very carefully for bone marrow stuff and all that. So just keep her in your prayers.
Thank you. Thank you. Anyone else?
Oh, it's just a verse in Isaiah 46 that encouraged me this week. And it's for even to your old age and grey hairs, I am he. I am he who will sustain you, and I have made you, and I will carry you. I will sustain you, and I will rescue you.
Wonderful. Some of us will receive it.
Yeah. but I just thought, oh, that's really cool.
Thank you, Jim. Yes, absolutely.
While we were meditating on the Colossians verse, I really felt the Lord was saying that we have such a huge, significant purpose in Him as a body of people. And the Ephesians 3:20, I think it is, that we haven't dreamed, haven't imagined, haven't begun to see what He has for us. But He will reveal it if we would seek to find it in Him, that our purpose is unique and it's special. And it's there for us. We could miss it, but it's there for us if we want to find it.
Thank you for that. Thank you. Jim.
I was encouraged this morning when we come in at the prayer base. And again, when we're meditating, this person that's in this room, who probably won't thank me, I've known her since I was about four, and I've never ever known her not to be an encouraging person, and that's why I've sat beside her.
Oh, he's going to mess her up, look at that. Bless you both. Wow. That's cool. You're getting me a bit choked up here now.
This week when I was preparing the music for Judy, there's a song that just keeps coming all the time, and it's that song I played a little bit of this morning. is leaning on the everlasting arms. And there's just been something going through my mind is to encourage everybody and me, and you know, me included in it, that so often we depend on ourselves to get through things. And it's like when it gets really tough, then we might call out to God. But it's like, lean on Him all the time. Don't let anything go by throughout the day, but we don't lean on Him, because that's where we're very safe and secure.
Mm. Cool.
Yesterday I took a group of four drivers, it was a club trip up to the top of the Blue Mountains, and we were in quite a bit of snow. It was a pretty challenging sort of trip, and it's somewhere I'd like to take church group sometime if we want to do a trip. But when you're up there, you can look out and you can see the sea that way. You look out over this way and you can see Fjordland. But the way I saw it, something came to me. It's like seeing His kingdom, and His kingdom made the east, and His kingdom made the west. And that's the kingdom that we are all a part of. And we're in that kingdom. And I just felt that it's a pretty neat place to be in, but it's also it's where we live and it's where we work and where we're to bring His presence to others as well.
Mm. Wow. Most days for me it's wow. Sometimes it's wow. Wow. I'm sure that was a wow, at least. Yeah. Good.
I had a wow this morning, actually. Like Doug, when I stood up in front, I couldn't start because I just realised how precious you all are. I know that, you know, it's hard for us sometimes to express emotions, but, you know, yeah, you are. Every single one of you is so precious and is always on our hearts and praying for each other and caring for each other. We are so blessed. We might have hundreds in our church, but that means that we can know each other and care for each other in such an amazing way. And we miss each other when we're not here. But boy, when you stand up and you don't even want to talk because you're overwhelmed with the beauty of your people.